Welcome back to the Two Guys Named Chris Show. Yeah, I had a flashback, Biggie. Last time I went to this restaurant, it's a Japanese steakhouse. Kabuto, delicious. Had it on Monday. Or excuse me, on Friday. Had a lunch on Friday.
You were concerned about what you could eat and could not eat or should eat.
Last time we did this, we had a station outing and we did a panic room. You break out of a breakout room.
That's yes.
And then as a company, we all went over and had the hibachi, but I got sashimi. And so did Chris Dibb, and Biggie called us queens.
Like, these two, big time. These two,
sushi queens.
Yeah, the sushi queens over here just got... Everybody else had all that stuff, you know, laid
the
on their...
full hibachi meal.
Yep.
That outing was quite something for many reasons. That was when we were trying to team build.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I'll never forget, the same woman who once looked at Chris Kelly and said over a Chick-fil-A sandwich, Jesus, did you even chew?
Yeah.
When we separated to be in the rooms, we were basically just numbered off.
That's right.
And she was in the same room as Chris Kelly, and she dove out of there and said, not in his room.
I can't be locked into a room with this man.
I'm uncomfortable. I won't spend 30 won't minutes in a room with this man.
What?
That's right.
That want to motivate you to solve the clues and figure out how to get out faster?
No.
Put me on another team. Put me out
here. I want to be with Martha. I'm not going to be there with
that
guy.
And I recall that... just to make everybody feel good. If you weren't able to break out of your room towards the end, they'd be like, maybe you should just move that picture frame.
Yep.
And see if there's a key behind it.
It's an interesting concept, those escape rooms. I mean,
we never got out.
I think we might have figured out our team the last minute.
Yeah.
But I think we were there four teams that day?
Yes,
three?
Yes.
I think we were second or third.
Four teams of we never got out. They were the one. We were in there and they came over the intercom and was like, that photograph, that portrait looks awfully interesting.
Doesn't that portrait look crooked? Maybe you should move it and a key should fall out.
Yep, that's what happened. Then we got out of the...
I understand.
Why don't you just type 1234 into the pin pad and see what happens? Oh, the door opened. Congratulations, you're alive. You made it.
Then we went over to Kabuto, and I ordered sashimi because I didn't want all those... heavy carbs, you know.
Right.
You too.
Sits on my chest.
What did you have this time?
Sashimi. We went back.
Did you have salmon?
Yep.
And tuna?
Yeah. And all those things. Yellowtail.
Yeah.
And all of that stuff in front of me. Now, everybody else at the table, and there were probably 10 people at the table, was packed.
Really?
Yeah. It was
for lunch.
Really crowded for lunch, yeah. And everybody else got the usual, you know, steak and shrimp and steak and that kind
Hell
of thing.
Hell yeah.
And I have to say, that did look good. They just cover your plate with rice.
Oh, yeah.
And
how's the chef? How would you grade the chef?
I thought he did a nice job. He was Japanese. Because we had a discussion the other day, and the little rumor is that they're either Korean or white or Mexican, and it doesn't.
Yeah. You know, I've seen plenty of Latin dudes.
Right. Yeah. Get a Latin American.
Chopping up the shrimp and flinging the tail.
Right, yeah.
And I used to have a old boss who every time we would go, and he loved to go, he'd lean in everybody and go, most of these guys are actually Korean. Which was the weirdest thing that any...
Dirty little secret there. Yeah, mm-hmm.
And you know, we don't know the answer. We've not heard yet, but I've never seen a woman doing that job.
I looked around because you said that they are not.
And
there are no women.
You know, each restaurant has... Mm-hmm. They usually have 30 tables, right?
Yeah, tons.
At least 20 tables.
Everybody I saw cooking, including our guy, not a woman. And... our guy, you know, did fun and chopped up the vegetables.
Volcano.
You flip a shrimp in someone's mouth.
All the stuff.
Tried to.
Did he catch the tail in his head?
In his hat.
Yeah.
All of that, yes. And
did he have good banter?
Well, not great. See, he didn't say much. And
I like banter.
I do too.
I like playing with the crew that's assembled.
Well, I agree. But again, I was on a business lunch. So we were discussing, you know, the ins and
important stuff.
Yeah.
Important things.
With strangers nearby.
Right. I'd lean over and whisper, you know, this was a really...
Yeah, Eric Biggie's almost dead.
Huh?
Well, it's...
Oh, no, he's fine.
He's urinating 18 times an hour.
Yeah. He's peeing it out. It's fine.
How much is Biggie peeing? I was like, keep it down.
You know, keep it down.
How is Biggie?
So we had about 10 people at the table. And one person said, the guy was filling up the sauces with the white and the ginger, okay? And one guy said, can I get some spicy mustard? And the guy goes, no, we don't have that. This is the chef. Goes, no,
everything
we don't
just stop.
Well, the person who ordered it said, I thought this was Japanese. And the guy goes, no, we're in America, man. Check your map.
Ooh.
Well, saucy.
Most people laugh.
Yeah, just get white sauce like the rest of these fools.
Oh, he was going around extra white sauce.
Everyone. Oh, yeah. Everyone wants extra. That and the ginger sauce. Nothing else matters.
I mean, people just took the white sauce and just dumped it in their rice and asked for more and dumped it
more,
again.
More, please.
And mixed it up. Well, you know what it is. Mayonnaise and sugar. And it's good. Oh, my God. So the guy says, we're in America, boss man. You know, we're not in Japan. So when he's done and he cleans up and everybody cheers for him, he leaves. The guy who ordered it goes, I didn't care for that comment about the mustard.
I just docked his tip 90,000 yen.
That's right.
How much is that? I don't know.
That's right. I didn't care for that spicy mustard comment.
Didn't tell me we're in America. I know we're in America.
I know exactly where we are. This is America. I know where you are. You're coming over from Japan.
You go in the back and you get it.
That's right.
He didn't even thank us.
Didn't even say thank you for that. Speaking of which, we have a new Whataburger in town, and now the comments are, it's pricey. It's good, but it's pricey. A lot like that Dave's Hot Chicken we've also got.
That was the initial reviews I read. Mm. Good food, but some people were surprised by the pricing.
Combo meal, $13, $14.
That's what I'm hearing.
At Whataburger.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
But I think, and I still cringe at a price like that.
I'm
like,
Me too.
But I think, unfortunately, I'm moving into the olds category of, I just remember $7-$8 combos, and that's not the price anywhere anymore.
But yes, however, how can people continue to afford a $14 hamburger combo? Whether you're old or not, the wages have not kept up with the price of a hamburger combo.
Oh no.
I'm sorry.
Sounds like someone's running for mayor of New York City as a socialist.
Well, I don't want to be a socialist, but my gracious.
Are you talking about the beats of production?
Yes. What I'm talking about is you can't go to Whataburger and get a burger and fry and a drink for under $14. You got an issue there. Then again, they're lined up three deep around there. I mean, it takes you 2 hours to get to
you're waiting 2 hours in the drive-thru.
I guess it's supply and demand, and it's meeting what they're saying. I mean, it is really crowded. Another quick update. Got an email from Two Wheel Hardo. We met this lady earlier. She took her 6-year-old son, Leo, to an aquarium in San Antonio. They had an interact with marine life display. The kid was petting an octopus. The octopus latched onto his arm. So she was very upset. Briefly told the story.
It was suctioned onto him. And so we kind of... I kind of tried to help him get down and like away from the glass. So the octopus started to come out up... over the glass. The employee came walking up and just said, she's super playful today.
That was Biggie's favorite part. Oh, look how playful.
Oh, she's silly.
You know, the kid has welts all up and down his arm.
It took three male employees 5 minutes to rip the kid's arm out of the air.
Oh, he's just being silly.
Tentacles.
That's right. Well, Hardo says you go to an interactive museum, an interactive display, the octopus interacted. Eat a bag. You get what you get. Put your arm in the octopus cage. That's it.
Go eat some calamari on the way home.
I mean, he's not wrong. I don't know if I would have, if I was at the aquarium that day, I told her to eat a bag.
You probably wouldn't want to do that.
Yeah, I wouldn't have said eat a bag, but
if you're in charge of an aquarium, is that the animal you want little kids to put their hands on? I mean, I've never been to one of those interactions.
You think that nothing could happen to a kid if they put their arm on anything in there. Like the stingrays that I petted, they told us they don't have the barb.
Exactly. The barb.
They took it away.
Yeah.
So there was really nothing.
They're mutilating these animals?
I don't know.
This was SeaWorld. I petted a stingray at SeaWorld. This was pre-Blackfish.
Yeah.
Where I think they did mutilate the animals for us to touch them.
They mutilated.
Hey, it's America.
That's right. We'll mutilate. It's America, pal.
It's America, Jack.
Not in Japan now, are we in America?
Yeah, we'll cut an animal's weapon off. I don't care.
Now, don't octopi have a little...
A little something?
A biter? A little claw or something?
I thought so.
They must.
Did it ink all over the kid?
Yeah, he got inked.
He got bruised.
His favorite shirt is stained, and he's got bruises up and down his arm. He did. They're healed now after 2 weeks. But the woman is fighting now to get the octopus out of the exhibit, to which Hardo says, eat a bag.
Yeah.
Tough tit that octopus stays.
I like that they, because she said I went back a few days later to see if it was still there. expecting it to be gone.
Yeah, yeah.
And no, it was still there. And yeah. I think the aquarium was probably fully like, I put it back out. She's never coming back.
Right.
Yeah.
She did go back. She's fine. Now she's like lodged a complaint with whatever.
The Department of Agriculture.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that, you know, they'll just say, hey, put up a sign, warning, octopi bite.
Yeah. Good.
Or latch.
Before you put your hand in there. I mean, they told her, one in a million shot. You know, he's playful.
Well, that's crazy.
Just today.